Chapter 1. The Old Pynchon Family. The House of the Seven Gables was an old wooden house on Pynchon Street in a New England town. Its seven gables seemed to reach up to the sky, and a large elm tree stood outside the door. The house, also known as Pynchon House, had a long, dark history. Although it was a very old house, it was not the first house on that location. At the end of the 17th century, Pynchon Street was known as Maul's Lane because Matthew Maul had built a small, simple hut there. He was a wizard and practiced witchcraft, which was a crime in the Puritan community. Colonel Pynchon was a clever and powerful man in town. He liked Matthew Maul's property and wanted it for himself, but Maul refused to sell it to him. The colonel was a very determined man, and Maul was very stubborn, so the disagreement lasted for a long time. After several years, Colonel Pynchon accused Matthew Maul of witchcraft and decided to hang him. It was a horrible death sentence. On the day of the hanging, all of the important people from the town came to watch and cried out passionately against witchcraft. Colonel Pynchon was there sitting on his horse, shouting loudly, too. Matthew Maul pointed a finger at him and said,
"God will give him blood to drink."
This was Maul's curse, which followed the Pynchon family for centuries. After Maul's death, Colonel Pynchon built a huge family home where Maul's small hut had been. The townspeople couldn't understand why he wanted to build a house on a place which was cursed. But the colonel was a determined man.